In chapter 9, verses 30 through 37, God's word. The subtitle for this particular part of Scripture is Jesus predicts his death again.
He told the disciples what's going to happen.
And he also challenges them to understand who's the greatest in the kingdom. New Living Translation says this. Leaving the region, they traveled through the Galilee. Jesus tried to avoid all publicity in order to spend more time with his disciples and teach them. He said to them, red letter edition, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed. He will be killed, but 3 days later he will rise from the dead. But they didn't understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask him what he meant. After they arrived in Capernaum, Jesus and his disciples settled in the house where they would be staying. Jesus asked them, why were you discussing out on the road? What were you discussing out there? But they didn't answer because they had been arguing about which of them was the greatest. He sat down and called the 12 disciples over to him, and then he said, red letter edition, anyone who wants to be the first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else. And then he put a little child among them. Taking the child into his arms, and he said, anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes my Father who sent me. One of the other gospels said that if you don't treat that little kid good, it's like putting a millstone around your neck and throwing it into the sea. Not so good.